Earlier this year, President Donald Trump called for sheriffs and police departments to take a larger role in immigration enforcement. He asked them to join a program called 287G, which extends the reach of immigration agents into counties across the country. But the program is nothing new for one county in northwest Georgia. After nearly a decade, 287G still divides the community. On Saturday mornings, a group of volunteers turns the back of a grocery store in Dalton into a classroom. America Gruner heads the Coalition of Latino Leaders, which offers free English classes to the city's large Hispanic community. They've arrived in the last few decades and support the area's flooring industry. This month, Gruner's reviving an awareness campaign to remind people who are in the country illegally not to drive without a license or while intoxicated.
It's to prevent people from being detained for traffic offenses. So we call it the Route of Freedom.
Gruner launched Route of Freedom in 2009, a year after Whitfield County signed on to 287G. It's voluntary, and anyone arrested in the county is subject to being checked against federal immigration databases and deported. Gruner says the early days of the program were tense.
Houses were abandoned and businesses were closing because a lot of people were detained and deported.
Gruner worries Trump's recent executive orders on immigration will bring those days back.
Everybody wants the law applied until it's applied to them sometimes.
Whitfield County Sheriff Scott Chitwood says 287G is misunderstood. He says it isn't designed to target law-abiding citizens or even law-abiding unauthorized immigrants.
It's designed to remove that criminal element from the community, and I would like to think most people would support that.
Chitwood says he's tried to explain that his officers aren't out to get anyone, but knows he's not been entirely successful.
I understand some individuals that have that fear that don't want to approach law enforcement. Can we ever get over that hump? I don't know.
Herman Nunez runs an empanada shop in downtown Dalton. It's a place where you can get the ubiquitous Latin American pastry filled with southern specialties like pimento cheese. Nunez says he tries to bridge the gap between his town's Hispanic and American cultures.
But here it is still very separate.
Nunez doesn't think that divide has much to do with policing. He's all right with 287G. Nunez says people who are in the country illegally shouldn't be given a pass if they're caught breaking other laws.
It's a very sad situation. That's the risk they knew they were taking.
But Atlanta immigration lawyer Charles Cook says law enforcement agencies don't need 287G.
Every law enforcement entity in Georgia is already effectively an immigration agent.
Cook says Immigration and Customs Enforcement already removes unauthorized immigrants through similar programs. 287G simply extends ICE's reach into participating communities. And Cook says that sends a message.
I think programs like 287G give an impact to people that says, hey, we're actually working to enforce the law.
And that message resonates, especially in the grocery store where the Coalition for Latino Leaders Free English Classes have transitioned to a homework help session. Suhey Guzman is a volunteer.
So I can see the fear and the panic mostly in the children. We don't quite understand. I just know it's going to affect our family or I'm not going to be able to see my mom or dad. That's their main concern.
And that anxiety likely isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Whitfield County's current 287G agreement expires in 2019. Sheriff Scott Chitwood says he sees no reason to terminate the program. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Dalton.